Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
If I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit except I speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? Remember that just speaking in tongues don't help you. Don't be one bit if you don't understand what I'm saying. But if I speak to you in revelation, the word revelation literally means a disclosure of truth coming from God. It's revealing. He said that would help you. Not the speaking in tongues, but something that is revealed to me from God. If I give that to you, boy, it would really profit you. It would really help you. Then he gives that word knowledge. It's that word gnosis. It's a general understanding of God's word, an understanding of God's word. It's one thing to read God's word. It's another thing to hear God's word. It's quite another thing to understand God's word. And again, that's what Paul is driving home. That if I came to speak with you in a tongue and you didn't understand it, it doesn't help you one bit. But if I speak to you in revelation, something from God's, by the way, we have no more revelation today. This is when Paul was talking about 2,000 years ago. They didn't have the completed word of God. So God revealed things to Paul and he revealed it to the people. Matter of fact, that's what the word, the book of the Revelation is. It means a revealing. When we get the last book of the New Testament, it's not the revelations, plural. I hear people, even preachers say sometimes, turn to the book of Revelations, plural. It's not revelations. It's the revelation. Amen. Revelation. The revealing that is going to take place. And by the way, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. So when that book was completed, all revelations was done away with. But when Paul was speaking, he said, if I come to you with revelation, something from God, brother, sister, it sure would help you. Or this gift of knowledge, to help you understand some things. That's what that gift was all about. Then we get the word prophesying. It's speaking through the Holy Word through the gift of forthtelling. That would sure help you. And then this other word, doctrine. So Paul gave four examples of how speaking so that you could understand, it will help you through revelation, through knowledge, through prophesying, and through doctrine. All four of these manners of speaking would edify the church and it would benefit everyone involved. He's not de-emphasizing tongues. He's more emphasizing these other gifts of how more important they are. So don't lose that, okay? The gift of tongues was important in that day, but these others were much more important, much more valuable. That's why he said follow after these gifts, because they edified the whole church. Verse number 7. Here's another great example. And even things without life giving sound. Things that don't have a heartbeat. In other words, he uses it like a pipe or a harp. I had the neatest thing happen in our yard Friday evening. I go out to just check on some things out there. And I saw a little round thing in the yard about that big, just off the porch. They're just out there in the grass. And I go, it was a baby turtle about that big around. Then I looked, and there's another one. And I went inside and got a little bowl. And wound up, I found, Latrice and Kayla come out and help me. We found 13 that had, little baby, that just, they just hatched. And right there at the edge of the patio, I got a picture of it. One was coming out of the hole. The hole was about that big around. And they were, I'd never seen that before. It was actually still coming in dirt, and it was pushing its way out, you know. So I got a video of that. It's really cool. And we counted 13 of them. We found 12, and we named them by the apostles. So we found the 13th one, and we named him Matthias. We looked so hard for the 14th one, and we couldn't find one for Paul. And I told Caleb, well, Paul is for the Gentiles and all, so he wouldn't be included. Anyway, I took him back. It's amazing how God put in these things to head to the water. Kayla said, how people could believe in evolution is beyond me. Every one of them because we live on the lake back here, they were all heading to that water like a magnet pulling them. So all I did, I helped them a little bit. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. I might get in trouble with Fresh Water Commission. I don't know. But anyway, put them in a little boat, and I put them right there at the lake. And it was neat to see them jump in the water. They started, and they had life. We got the squirrels. We got the birds. We got the ducks. We got all the, what are those big old birds? Maybe I shouldn't say that. The cranes, they were in the yard at the front door. Turn this off a little bit. I don't want anybody to hear this. We fed them bread right there by the front door. I did that last week, and now they're coming around like a cat. You feed a cat outside, keep it open. Now they're coming back. Anyway, when it's talking about without life, it's talking about things that don't have life, inanimate objects. Okay, and he uses two little examples here, like a pipe or a harp. They make sound. Everything makes sound. Little birds tweet and whatever, you know, little things make sound. But he used, for example, a pipe or a harp for an example. Except they give a distinction in the sounds. This piano makes a distinct sound. A trumpet or these guys that blows those horns, whatever it's called, you know, a trombone and these other things they play up here. They all have a distinct sound. And when you hear it, you know what musical instrument that is. You know, that's a piano, that's an organ, that's a trombone. That's the example he's giving here in verse number seven, that except they give a distinction in sound, how should he know what is piped or harp? You don't know what is. It's of no use. What he's saying here, they give off, each instrument gives off a unique sound that is recognizable. You understand it. Pipe or a harp, a piano, a saxophone, a trumpet, a flute. A horn on a car, beep, beep, whatever it is, you know that sound. However, look at this one, verse number 8. But if the trumpet, for if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, the word uncertain means it's lacking in clearness, or indistinct, an uncertain sound. What was that, a trumpet he blew? Now, it wasn't relative to us now, but back then it was very relevant. That trumpets not only would give a distinct sound, they would play a distinct note or melody. For instance, Israel often used trumpets for now announcing certain events, like the year of Jubilee. They played it, we read about that in Leviticus 25:9. When the year of Jubilee come, the trumpets would play a certain sound and everybody would know it's Jubilee time, because they didn't have the calendars, they didn't have your little iPhones with the dates and all on it. So they had to be told it's the Jubilee time. And so the trumpets would announce, it's Jubilee, Jubilee. Other trumpets would blow a different sound to announce the coming of an enemy. Ezekiel 33:6 gives us that. The enemy's coming, so whatever they would blow, be aware the enemy's on its way. Another trumpet would blow a sound for attack. Another one would blow a sound for retreat. And if you didn't know the sound of the trumpet, you don't know if you're to run, if you're to attack, if it's to rejoice. Well, you wouldn't have a clue, because each one gave a distinct sound. You knew exactly what to do. And that's the example that he gave here. Paul used this illustration to teach the importance of speaking that understanding, so that the understanding that hearers could hear, understand, and be edified. That's the example he used. It just wasn't a blowing. Verse number 9. So likewise ye. He turned that illustration from the trumpet, from the harp, to you, to us, to the church at Corinth at that time. So likewise you. Except ye utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken?
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.